Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 40 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. I am one of your hosts, Jim Biscardi, and with me is Christian Hoffer, and not with us today is Megan Peters. Not that anything's wrong, she's just not here today. I realized as soon as I put the words out there, it made it seem like she is no longer with us.
No, she is definitely still with us.
Still with us.
In spirit.
We are your weekly dose of Pokemon news from comicbook.com. If there is a Pokemon logo on the packaging or in its name, there is a good chance that we are talking about it here. We have not yet talked about Pokemon bath mats or bath robes, or I don't know why I went down that road, but
that is like a very
specific. I said bath mats, and then I was like, oh, what else can I say? Oh, well, we haven't really talked about bath robes, and I was going to say shower curtains and really go down. All right. Anyway, if you're new to this show, welcome. We break this show down into three parts. The first part is we hit you with the news really, really quick, and then we take a break. We come back. We do a deep dive into a bigger conversation for the week, and then at the very, very end, Christian gives us the fan favorite segment of the week, the Pokemon fact, to help make you a better, smarter Pokemon fan.
And this one is another one of those secretly horrific Pokemon facts.
I love this one. I read it in the notes and I was like, I had zero idea and I will never look at this Pokemon the same way again. Ever.
It's great.
Especially, we'll get to it. Anyway, we had a bunch of news this week, and it's funny because I feel like we always say that, and we always have to qualify the amount of news we have on a particular week, mainly because we want you to feel invested and listen to the show longer and longer. But no, I mean, this week comes as no surprise. The Pokemon likes to continually drip out stuff, and it was a pretty good week, I would say. We finally got Pokemon Home. We've been talking about it for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it is here, and of course people are upset.
Well, what are people upset about?
Oh, you haven't... So a lot of the stuff that I have seen is that, one, the experience on the Switch and on mobile is different enough to be pretty frustrating.
I can see that, yeah.
I've seen some questionable things, and this is something I think we have to dive a bit deeper into, but as far as IVs go... there are Pokemon being uploaded into Pokemon Home with certain stats that when they get to Sword and Shield are being much different and are not being changed back when they go back to Home.
Yes, so that was a temporary issue that I think they've either fixed or they're at least fixing.
So for those of you who don't know, Pokemon Home is basically the new multi-platform storage service that the Pokemon Company is providing at a free tier and a paid tier for you to take any and all of the Pokemon that you have had and played with over the recent generations of the game, including Pokemon Go.
Well, not yet, but eventually,
right,
yes.
Right. Well, that's the idea of the service, to put them there. And, as new games come out or as, expansions or things happen like that, if you were able to bring Pokemon from Home into a game of some sort, that is the method in which you will do so.
Well, we can talk about the good first.
Yeah.
So the good thing is one, there is a new Professor Oak, and it is the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever seen come out of the Pokemon franchise. And this is a franchise that has sentient ice cream, sentient keychains, sentient bags of trash. This is pretty freaking ridiculous. It looks as if
cake.
It is the Elon Musk of Professor Oaks. He's got long hair that comes down past the shoulders. He's wearing what appear to be armless sunglasses. and he's got a asymmetrical soul patch. You can't call it a goatee because it doesn't have the connectors. It is a soul patch that like sticks out to the left.
He looks like a late 80s Bret Hart fan.
I was going to say he looks like any 1980s movie that travels to like 2000.
There were a lot of people calling him Doc Brown. I saw quite a bit of that.
Like if you've ever seen Back to the Future 2, where they like go to the future and the styles are just like horrifically off from what's now the modern day. That is that Professor Oak. This is Professor Oak from Back to the Future 2. Grand Oak. This is not our Professor Oak. This is not Professor Samuel Oak or his cousin Professor Samson Oak. This is a new Oak who may or may not be the grandfather of these two other Professor Oaks, which raises some really big questions about just how old this man is. Because he's in exceptional shape. I mean, with his popped collar.
I mean, I get it. So it's a now I'm trying to do the math, right? Like Professor Oak, I mean, and now, I mean, it's what we're 20 plus years into this thing, would have to be 80 at this point. Like even, or no, maybe not, maybe like 70. Right.
So like, yeah, let's say he was probably
mid 50s. When he started, that happened to go white.
I was about to say, because from the distance between Pokemon Red and Blue to Pokemon Sun and Moon, there's been at least 10 years difference. Because, you know, we've seen Blue, we've seen Red, you know, they are definitely like adults now, like young adults, mid-20s at their latest. But there's definitely been a significant passage of time. So yeah, Professor Oak has got to be at least
60.
He might be like if he like hit his like Silver Fox period like pretty early, which is words I never thought I'd say on this podcast. But here we are. Megan's gone for 1 week and we've already just gotten weird.
Look, this is what you come to this podcast for, the deep analysis of the sliding timeline and the passage of time in the Pokemon franchise.
This is what happens when you get two comic book super fans to talk about a conversation that's not comics.
So that means if Grand Oak is a older Oak, that he has to be 70 something.
Oh, easily. Well, that presumes that he has,
and like he's just a generation behind.
This, yeah, if he is like the father of Professor Oak.
Oh, yeah, then he's way older.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's either that or he's like some like second cousin or something like that. Like, you know, like Professor Oak's dad's brother's son.
I just really hope that like as time passes and updates come to home and whatnot, that we really get some story behind Grand Oak and he is not just a mascot for home.
Yeah. I am very invested in Grand Oak and the greater Oak cinematic universe. Like, is there a baby Oak? Like, what is, I mean, we know there's Blue.
Does the Blue? Oh, right. So, but is Blue's last name Oak?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. Oh, this is going to be great. I can't wait. And then Blue's going to have to like, does Blue get married and have kids? Like, I need to know how long the Oak generation is going to go for.
I've got so many questions.
So many questions. Anyway, the service is live.
Yes, it is.
Pokemon Home is live.
So the other big thing that comes out of Pokemon Home, and I only found this out after I wrote the script, then I proceed to download Pokemon Home, is that you can now get Bulbasaur or Squirtle from Pokemon Home. You get it as a free gift. You get one of the three Kanto starter Pokemon, and no one wants Charmander because they already have access to Charmander in Pokemon Sword and Shield, and you can immediately put that Pokemon into Pokemon Sword and Shield and use it right now. Me?
I had no effing idea. That's when I do that immediately.
Yeah, I know. It's actually great. So
and then spend all of my candy or all of my candy that
rare
I
rare candies.
My
yeah, and you're
to just make it a Blastoise immediately.
Yep. And so you can actually not. So you get those two. You get one of those two for free from Pokemon Home, even if you don't have an account. So like like you log in and they give you one, which is pretty freaking awesome. Also, because of this, you can get there's 35 Pokemon species that you can immediately move from the Pokemon Home service two Pokemon Sword and Shield that aren't part of the Galar Pokedex. We have the full list up on comicbook.com, but they include the Bulbasaur line, the Squirtle line, Mewtwo, Mew, the Alola starters, all the Alola, the Solgaleo and Lunala, Necrozma, Marshadow, Zeraora, a few other legendary Pokemon that I just, you know, can't think of. But yeah, so look at that list.
See Home available for me to download on my mobile device. There it is.
There it is. I was about to say, I downloaded it last night.
I expected it to be at the top when I type in Home, and it's not. Pokemon Pass was.
Yeah, weirdly enough. Well, it's probably because, like, not a lot of people have downloaded the algorithms.
So is that why, so does that tie into the other thing that came up yesterday where a bunch of Pokemon that shouldn't be in Sword and Shield were showing up in surprise trades?
It's kind of, sort of, but not really. Oh. So there was a thing that was going on. It's been going on for the last week or so. Someone had figured out a way to create max raid battles illegally using the Pokemon that were unreleased in the game, but are like hard coded into the game. So Pokemon like Bulbasaur, Squirtle, the 35 Pokemon that now you can download legally, they figured out a way to do like max raid battles. So what was happening was people would like get a Litten.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would breed to either get the shinies or the perfect IVs, and then they'd dump off all the, like, rejects into the surprise trade. So all these people are getting, like, Littens and Squirtles and, like, having no idea what the heck to do with it. It's like, where are these mystery Pokemon coming from? And it's like, it's a hack. You know, you're probably not going to get in any trouble because you just received it, but yeah. Now you can just get them legitimately. So those Pokemon will now start popping up with a lot more regularity because Pokemon Home exists. And you can just
start seeing them,
you know. Yeah, so it'll be nice. I'm excited. It's going to be a fun week to see what pops up here in Pokemon Home.
So that's Pokemon Home. Let's move to Sword and Shield trading card game. So the set is out. Came out last week.
Yep.
And the aftermarket or the secondary market is already burning up.
It is. And there's a couple of like really like. So here's the thing about the secondary market. The Pokemon secondary market, you either get people who really want the good cards mm-hmm. and like the rarest versions of those good cards, or the trainer cards are always a big deal. Yeah. And I don't think it has anything to do with them being good or not. I think people just really like that art because they're gorgeous. And like, if you're like a Marnie fan, like you're absolutely going to want like rainbow Marnie. Mm-hmm. Like, and so like the mix is there's only actually one actual Pokemon card on like the top list. All three variants of the Zacian V card are the hot sellers, are going for the most. So yeah, so the secret rare version of Zacian is what's the most expensive card out of the set.
And what is that? Like most expensive being what?
$66.50 is what it was going for as of last weekend. So that's the most expensive one. This is unique because it's a gold foil version of Zacian V, so this is a brand new type of secret rare.
Mm-hmm.
So usually all the other secret rare Pokemon cards are only of the VMAX cards, and they're all rainbow foil. So then there's the full art version of Zacian V, excuse me, I don't know why I said C. So that one's going for $32, and then the normal Zacian V is going for $26. And the reason why is because Zacian V is going to be a fantastic card to use in metal decks. Like, it is, it is awesome. When you pair it with the Lucario and Melmetal tag team card, it makes it, like, super bulky. Like, you can set up Zacian V, like, super freaking quick, and then you can just go to freaking town on people. It's a beast of a card.
Yeah.
So the other hot sellers are the second biggest card is the Quick Ball Secret Rare, which is going for $51.
I mean, the Quick Ball is a great card to have.
It is, especially in the context that it's going to get even better with the addition of the Pokemon V cards. Yeah. So you can put out any basic Pokemon, and all the Pokemon V cards that we've seen so far are basic Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can throw one of those things out. Well, you can't put evolutions in it.
Well, right.
It's only the basic cards, but like the tag team cards, those count as basic. Your V cards are all, so it's good. They're really good. And then the other ones are the Marnie secret rare and full art, and the Professor Research secret rare and full art. So I got nothing other than, you know, if you've got a crush on Marnie, like, you're gonna want this card. It's just the truth. I mean, like, I know how the internet works, man. Like, you know, she's a heartthrob for a reason. She's Team Yell follows her around like puppy dogs.
That's right.
And, you know, like, she's got, like, a full art card now, so... And she's kind of, like, staring at you, looking like she wants to step on you.
So, if you're if you don't play competitively, and you only play to collect, and you've got a few extra extras of these cards laying around, make some cash, buy some more boxes.
Yep, the Jim Viscardi method.
That's right.
Show up, you know, with your red wagon and these rare cards, and bilk some money off of some grandmas on Long Island.
To go buy more cards.
To buy more cards.
Right. It's a vicious, vicious cycle. On the Pokemon gear front, or toy front, collectible front, whatever you want to call them, we have 4 new Funko Pops.
Yes, and exactly one of them looks cool.
Oh, I'm really curious to see it. I'm going to assume that you think the Mr. Mime one is the one that looks cool.
No, actually, no. Oh, really? It looks even more horrifying than he usually does, because he's got those soulless eyes.
So hold on. So the 4 are Mewtwo, Mr. Mime, Pichu, and Vulpix.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And yep.
So then my second guess would be Mewtwo for you.
Yeah, Mewtwo. Okay. Actually,
I really like the Mewtwo one.
Yeah, that one, if not for the fact that, you know, I have a moral stance against Funko Pops, I'd probably get that one. The Mr. Mime one looks creepy.
I mean, Mr. Mime looks kind of like the most appropriate. I mean, and look, at the end of the day, like, all of these look, they kind of just look like Ditto versions of these Pokemon.
Thank you.
with the black beady eyes. But Mewtwo is definitely my favorite. I must have missed the boat of appreciation for Pichu. I don't get it. I get it. He's a baby Pikachu. But I think that there are much cuter baby Pokemon out there, and I don't get why Pichu gets all the love outside of just being baby Pikachu.
That's it. So I actually have a really funny story about Pichu. So my son has, he's the world's biggest Pikachu fan. Mm-hmm. Like 90% of his stuff is Pikachu. And he has 2 smaller Pikachu plushes that he refers to as baby Pikachu. So these are his, like, current favorites. He, like, carries them around with him everywhere, like, holds them like coffee mugs in the morning. He's got 2 of them because one goes to school during the week and then, you know, comes back on the weekends. So for Christmas, he got one of the Build-A-Bear Pichus.
Yep.
And he's like, what is this? And I was like, that is an actual baby Pikachu. And he, like, marches to his room, pulls out his baby Pikachus, and was like, no, these are baby Pikachu. I don't know what that is. And I was like, no, that is actual baby Pikachu. He's like, no, these are. And I was like trying to explain to him. I was like, I give up. Yep, you're right. Who knows what this abomination is? It's like, I give up.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's just weird. Like, I mean, I guess it sells a ton of merch, but not...
He's got a Build-A-Bear now. He's got a Funko Pop. I mean, I don't see it either, because...
I'd rather a Raichu. Like, I like Raichu quite a bit.
You are, like, the world's only Raichu fan.
I mean, whatever. That's I mean, don't worry, like, I like Pikachu, but I love Raichu.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't love Raichu, but I prefer Raichu to Pichu.
Yes.
I mean, Pichu just, he's like superfluous. He's a superfluous Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's Pikachu that you get like 4 levels later, you know? You can get a Pikachu in the wild. Why would I want to go through the entire process of then breeding a Pichu?
Yeah.
When I was completing my Sword and Shield Pokedex, I had to, like, I realized I had, like, no baby Pokemon. I was like, why do I only have, like, 340 Pokemon? And, like, 15 of the missing Pokemon were, like, baby, like, the babies. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't care about any of these.
Nice. Speaking of Sword and Shield, have you gotten all of the new Gigantamax Pokemon yet?
I have not yet. My son was sick over the weekend. I had booked myself a Sunday to go and do all of that, and then my son got a fever, and so I spent all day. I let him pick out what game he wanted to play, and surprisingly, he picked Marvel Ultimate Alliance over Pokemon. So I spent all day playing that instead of Pokemon. So I have not gotten any of the freaking Gigantamaxes yet. I got a couple more weeks, so maybe I'll spend my Valentine's Day.
I have gotten both Toxtricities, the blue and the yellow. Nice. I have gotten Orbeetle. I have not been able to get Kingler, but that's because I'm playing Shield, and so I need to jump into someone's raid to get the Kingler one. But, like, that's the one of all of them I've wanted, like, the most, because it's just it's the coolest looking. Yeah, he looks
I did pick up
a Grimmsnarl. Yeah. And I guess are the Milkrees supposed to still be showing up in raids? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that got cycled out and I saw it and I was like, "Oh, I still have a chance to catch a whole get a whole bunch of, you know."
Yeah, no, those ones still popped up. That was kind of like a surprise addition. They didn't do a really good job of communicating how long the Milsuri ones were. Yeah, I'm for one, I'm glad. Orbeetle is one of my favorite Gigantamaxes. So it just cracks me up, his little UFO head. Well, it's actually
I finally got Colossal too. But the Grimmsnarl Gigantamax is a very, very cool form.
Yeah, he looks freaking terrifying. That is like a Pokemon that you would expect to be like a ghost Pokemon, because it's all white, right?
With like a pink face. It just looks really freaking weird.
It's like you have to go from like badass goth, like, you know, pixie to actual pixie.
All right, round out our news. The Sword and Shield leaker has been caught. You cannot escape the long arm of the Pokemon law.
Yeah, Officer Jenny, like, and several Growlithe conducted a nighttime raid to catch this guy. Brought him down. No, it was a Portuguese website. They admitted that it was them, and so they're banned from all Nintendo things from now on, which really sucks because the site's name is F Nintendo. So you know, originally they were I'm assuming a pro Nintendo site, and now their name takes on a very different meaning.
That's pretty great.
But yeah, like, I knew it was a reviewer. Like, you know, that was the thing. Like, just the timing of it all. Because, like, I remember when this all happened. And, like, the day that we got our copies was the day that the leaks started happening. I was like, yeah, no, that's a reviewer. We're all going to get in trouble with this. Nintendo's never sending out another Pokemon game to us ever again. Why do they have to ruin it for everybody? So I'm glad that they specifically caught and it was somebody that wasn't on our continent. So Nintendo of America can continue to trust in comicbook.com and other gaming sites. We won't break embargo.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, there is a new mythical Pokemon that we need to try and figure out what it is when we get back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, this is kind of breaking news-ish as we are recording this.
Yeah, it just happened like overnight. So Korokoro, which is the Japanese magazine that occasionally breaks Pokemon news, it's like a video game / manga magazine. They were doing a live stream and they briefly flipped to the mythical Pokemon. So we got like one arm and a part of its head. They're going to be showing a silhouette of it in this month's issue before the full release on February 27th. So we know what one of its arms looked like. So based on that, what do you think it is?
Well, I mean, I guess it's safe to assume that this does not have to do with the expansion.
No. So this will be tied
to
the Pokemon Coco movie. I don't think that it will have any strong connections to any of the Pokemon Sword and Shield stuff. That's just not really how the games have rolled recently. Like, I can't recall the last time we've gotten anything besides like we've gotten like the occasional mention of a mythical Pokemon in the games. But outside of that, we really haven't gotten anything else. So I'm not expecting much.
So where do you think we will first be able to encounter?
Well, it's got to be the main game. I'll be really disappointed if it's just another dude shows up in a Pokemon Center and it's like, here's this mythical Pokemon. Like, give me a damn story this time. I want it like to pop up in like the Slumbering Weald. I want to know, like, I have questions. And so, like, I really hope that maybe we get some answers to, like, what the heck is the deal with this ruins? Why is there a rusted sword and a rusted shield that just sat out for thousands of years and no one paid any attention to it? Like, why did a 10-year-old figure out the full mythology of the Pokemon of the Galar region, and apparently no one else could before? So my dream upon dreams is that this will be tied to, like, the Slumbering Weald or the forest, the fairy forest whose name I can't think of. The Tangle, was it Tanglewood?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, maybe one of those weird ones, or even maybe it's tied to those weird ruins on Route 7, which, like, the Phalanx show up, and there's no other context other than, like, oh, yes, here's some ruins. Because there's a lot of ruins in the Galar region, a surprising amount of ruins in the Galar region, and there is no...
Like, why are those there?
Yeah, there's not even, like, they don't even, like, explain, like, give even, like, a hint to it. Like, I remember... With Pokemon XY, they had ruins, but they're like, oh yeah, there's a war here. This is actually a graveyard. Enjoy. And it's like, wait, what? It's like, oh, by the way, this like stone circle is actually an ultimate weapon that can be used to destroy the world. It's like, what is going on here?
What type do you think it is?
I'm thinking it's a grass type.
Grass type?
Yeah, so here's my reasoning. So we know it's Coco. It's going to tie into the movie.
Yeah.
Coco... If you take a look at Coco, his arm stuff is like, you know, he's got like the same wristband as this Pokemon. So that gives me like the jungle vibe.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that we're going to get like a pure grass type mythical Pokemon.
So that's what I was asking. Do you think it's going to be pure grass?
I do. I mean, we just got Zeraora, which was a pure electric type, I believe.
Yep.
And it would be kind of cool because Coco's got the ties to the Celebi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice to get another grass type one, because I'm going to get yelled at here in the comments. And they'll probably tell me to shut up again and how I just need to talk less. But
you're fine.
But I think that would give us like our... first grass type mythical Pokemon that we've had since like Celebi.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm running through like the list internally and I can't think of another one. So it'd be nice to get like a grass type.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's my official prediction.
I was kind of hoping for a bug.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But it's got paws.
It does have paws. And so I was kind of hoping it would not be like it would be a double type with something else. I keep finding myself going back to building a bug type, you know, a bug type team. It's got some great bug types. And so that's just really me just being selfish for wanting like just a legendary bug type.
Well, we haven't gotten like a mythical bug type.
We have.
So it would be really cool. I don't think this one is.
Yeah.
Just because paws, you know, like right. When you see like it's got hands,
yeah.
You know, now it could be some like, you know, abomination against, you know, God. I mean, because that's a theme in Sword and Shield.
That's right. I mean, just look at Eternus. It's just
like, hey guys, here's a bug with opposable thumbs. Deal with it.
All right, we are running low on time, so we got to run to the Pokemon fact of the week. Christian, what do you got for us?
Okay, this is the weirdest one we've had yet. Vileplume is a carnivorous Pokemon. And this is Pokedex. This is a Pokedex entry. It uses its petals to attract prey. Then it paralyzes them with its, you know, stun spores and then devours it. I mean, it's like a Venus flytrap.
Here's the only thing. It just goes to show that as kids, we either read these entries and we're just like, yeah, okay, that's fine. Or we're just like, we are pushing that button to get to the next screen fast enough and just like missing that because it's just insane.
I couldn't believe it. Like, and now I just can't get this like picture because, you know, it's not like Vileplume's mouth is on the top of its head.
No.
Like it's got an actual mouth. So I just got this image of like it like looking up in the forest at night with like blood coating its mouth as it like stands over a Pidgey or something like that. Like I'm terrified of this Pokemon now.
Yeah. And like, it's just because in every like outside of the game iteration of Vileplume, it's always been bouncy and sweet and you know, whatever.
No, it's a stone cold killer. It paralyzes its prey and probably eats it alive. Like, think about how terrifying it is. It's like, oh, hello there, Vileplume. Like, you know, like, you know, like, there's always these jokes about cats and how, like, the second that you die, your cats are just going to eat you.
Yeah.
That's how, probably how Vileplume is. Like, think about it. Like, okay, it's all an act.
If you have a Vileplume, what do you feed it? Like, you just feed it raw meat?
Apparently. I mean,
it's got to be it's got to be omnivorous. So it's got to eat. It probably eats both.
I mean, does it? Because wouldn't that be cannibalism?
I mean, like, yes, but
I mean, because originally you just think it would like subsist. You're
squinting too hard.
I'm just saying, like, you'd think it would just subsist off, like, you know, chlorophyll, like, generate its own thing. But no, it eats. It must consume protein.
That's true.
Like,
there's the whole chlorophyll thing.
Like, yeah, I mean, because it's like it's supposed to be a corpse flower, and corpse flowers, I checked. Corpse flowers are not, like, you know, like, protein. They're not like Venus flytraps. They are not carnivorous plants. They're just ugly-smelling plants that uses its decaying smell to attract flies to use as pollen.
Which, like, is, you know, which is so weird that Vileplume is the final version of that form, and, like, now knowing this, that it's not Gloom. Gloom, I can totally see eating things.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Gloom definitely just feasting on the corpses of, you know, dead Pidgeys, whatever, Rattatas, whatever.
Yeah.
But no, Vileplume, not precious Vileplume.
It is an active hunter of the night.
Vileplume used to be Pokemon. A core member of my team.
I've always had a soft spot for Vileplume because it's I like, you know, I would use my Venusaur as like my offensive one, but when I needed to like bring in like a Pokemon for like capturing, you know, legendary Pokemon, I would use Vileplume because it's got access to Sleep Powder, Stun Spore. Like, I could just hit legendary Pokemon with like every affliction in the sun and then let Vileplume eat it, apparently.
Well, there you go. That is a, you know, look, our Pokemon facts are the best when they're the most horrifying, and sure enough, here we are. And here's the thing. We don't make this up. We don't go looking for it. This is just there in the Pokedex, and we're just walking down the Pokedex, and sure enough, the horrors present themselves to us. If you like this show, why don't you guys tell us? Either hit us up on Twitter, but the best way to do it is to go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. If we read that review on the air, we haven't done it in a while. We'll probably do it in a week or so. We will mail you a free comicbook.com t-shirt. I will say that sometimes it does take us a bit to get there because we have to get the labels and then get them to the mailroom and weigh them, and it's a whole process, but they do make it out there. Otherwise, if you want to talk about some of your favorite Pokemon, or, you know, what are your thoughts on the news that we have spoken about today, you can find me at Twitter at Jim Viscardi.
And I'm at Twitter at Seehofer Seabus.
So next week, well, the group should be back, me, Megan, and Christian. So we will catch you at the same time, same place, wherever podcasts can be found, every Thursday, generally in the morning. So until next time, we'll catch you then.